Broadcasting live from beautiful, historic Marion, Ohio, it's Now with Scott Spears. Call Scott live on the air anytime at 740-383-9944. No topic is too big or too small. I'm your announcer, the man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. And now, here's your host, Scott Spears.
Thank you, man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. Scott Spears coming at you here on a Monday morning, Monday, January the 5th, 2026. First Monday in January, first Monday in 2026. 13 coming up on 14 minutes past the hour. And for those of you just tuning in, we now are at 82.8 degrees. Here in the studio. Now, this morning, for whatever reason, we started out at about 89 degrees. It was about 88.7, 88.8. We now, through the, with the help of a window being open and chilly temperatures outside, as well as a door open, we now are at 82.8. So the temperature certainly is becoming more manageable here in the studio, and I do want to thank the Marion Star again for Friday, on Friday, running the article on 85 years of Marion Broadcasting. That was very, very nice of them, and it was on the front page of the paper, and they ran a nice picture, which I don't think had been published before, which was the last time kind of all of the giants of Marion Broadcasting had gotten together, and it was a really fun event. It was December of 2007. I don't know that it had ever happened prior to that, and I don't think it did happen again, because unfortunately people started departing. Now, we might not have our guests this hour, so we're going to leave the phone lines open. A lot of interesting conversations so far this morning. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. The conversation this morning has seemingly been based around what happened in Venezuela this past Saturday morning, and what is going on here in Marion County as we head into the first round of committee meetings tonight at Marion City Hall with the new city council group, starting at 6:30. Now, the Venezuela situation, again, the take on that seems to be that nobody is upset that Maduro was overthrown. Bad guy, dictator in Venezuela, but nobody is really sure why the United States is stepping in to run this country for an undisclosed amount of time. That seems to be the problem that people are having if you're looking at social media or paying attention to what's going on in the news. Now, locally in Marion County, nobody can seem to figure out exactly why we are having such financial issues. Apparently, the city and the county, for a period of time now, have spent more money than they had. And apparently, the train that we've been on is rapidly approaching an end. And what do you do with that? Well, I'll tell you, it's very interesting to me that one of the things that both groups immediately cut was downtown Marion. Now, we had the big discussion last week about downtown Marion, but you know, $100,000 has now been cut from downtown Marion funding. $50,000 from the city and $50,000 from the county. You know, that's a lot of money for the people in downtown Marion, and I don't know where they're going to make that up. I know they've tried some private funding, and I think they said that private funding will get them through March, but other than that, I don't know what they're going to do. Now, the county will make it through this year fine with a $4.5 million deficit budget, but next year, what do they do when they only have $2 million in their carryover? Other things are going to have to be cut, about $2.5 million worth of things. And where's the city in this? You know, the new city council has been sworn in now. Scott Kreider, Mrs. Larkin,
his name just went out of my head.
Danny Clark, are there now. And how are they going to vote on things? How are they going to see things as we go on down the road? I don't know. It's a rough time for Marion financially. Now, the county, it doesn't seem as if there's going to be a whole lot of change in the county this year. But you certainly might notice it next year. And you're certainly going to notice it in downtown Marion this year. I don't know what that's going to look like as far as a lot of the events that have been scheduled for that area. Go ahead, caller.
Yeah, Scott, do you think downtown Marion not get that money is going to affect downtown Marion much?
Well, I think it's going to affect the events that they put on, like the Third Thursdays. I think it's going to affect having a downtown manager to organize a lot of these events. I think it's going to impact
What events are you talking about? Popcorn Festival?
Well, no, the Popcorn Festival is kind of an independent entity of its own. But I think it's going to... The Third Thursdays, I think, have been basically been able to be put on because of the funding that they have. I think that a lot of the landscaping, the flowers and so on and so forth, I'm sure that came out of funding. And having a manager down there to organize events, obviously, will be no longer a thing.
Okay, they was funded downtown Marion. Well, what about the west side Marion over here? Shouldn't we get some funding, too?
Well, apparently I don't think anybody's got any money to fund anything at this point.
Or Fair Park, you know, shouldn't they get some funding, too? Downtown Marion, what it is now is the best it's going to get. We're not, you've talked about it before, we're not going to, downtown's never going to look like it used to be. And that's just a fact.
Well, I have never understood why this has always been a big pet project for the politicians.
Many administrations.
Yeah, all of them. They all love to talk about downtown Marion. And I understand you want to keep the downtown looking good because you don't want it to just fade away. But there also becomes a point where, you know, we cannot get back to where we are. Now, people will say, oh, that's negative. Well, that's just reality. Times have changed. I mean, are stores open 24 hours like they used to be? No.
Well, the West End's not ever going to be like it used to be either. You know, before they started moving everything out on 95, you know, the West End had a lot of nice retail places. You know, we've lost Circle K. Our pizza shop shut down, you know, down there. There's been other businesses, not just food businesses, but, you know, the West Side's never coming back and being what it was 20 years ago, 30, especially 30, 40 years ago. It's not going to happen.
Well, I'm just curious, to be honest with you, what is the plan? What was the plan with downtown getting $100,000 a year? What was their plan as far as getting to where they wanted to be? Because clearly businesses just for years now have came and went. So what's the plan?
Well, it'd be interesting to know. I don't know what their plan has been, you know, all these years. Whether that funding, you know, we put into it has actually done anything.
Well,
you know,
I think it allowed us to have...
There.
Well, I think it allowed us to have the Third Thursday events, and I think it allowed for a lot of
What's
the lands...
Third Thursday events? What are you...
They have, like, events downtown in the spring, summer, and fall. You know, they have bands, and they block off streets, and they have people come downtown, and they have food trucks and things like that.
The Is that really necessary?
Well, I think it was a way to get people downtown. I think they felt that was I think, the goal.
Yeah, but they go downtown for that, but that doesn't mean they're going to come downtown and do any business with the merchants down there.
Well, that ultimately is the problem, is any of this causing business to spike? And apparently not, because businesses continue to come and go downtown.
Right, that's why the funding's just got to go.
Well, it has went.
Both the county and the city's, you know, in bad shape. Even if we weren't in bad shape, you know, throwing money to the, you know, that downtown marrying cause is just useless.
Well, I don't know what's going to be the end game with that. I would assume they cannot afford the downtown Marion manager, which is unfortunate. But, you know, here we are.
Yep.
Okay, well, thanks.
Okay, well, I'll get up here.
No, I appreciate it. All right, again, phone lines are open here, 740-383-9944. Most likely, the guest that I was talking about this morning will probably just reschedule tomorrow or Wednesday. There was a lot going on here this morning trying to get the studio regulated heat-wise. And we do have, I did get a message from one of our listeners this morning. We do have the vents closed off. We've had the vents closed off in the studio for a long time. Just being a smaller studio, it hasn't been necessary. But something changed. And we'll contact the people who run the building and see exactly what has changed so they can get on that and hopefully fix whatever problem that was. I'm sure somebody else is having a problem as well. Now, again, phone lines are open. Now, I want to be clear, because every time we talk about downtown Marion, the people in downtown Marion take this very personally. And, you know, I understand this is not the best time for them, losing $100,000 worth of money, but I just think if there was a more realistic goal of what we want downtown Marion to be, that might have helped. And, you know, a lot of these things have always been, you're with us or you're against us. If you're with us, great. If you're against us, you're negative. Well, that's not reality. You know, that's not reality in any situation. Nobody is on board with everything, or I should say very few people are truly on board with every idea somebody has. So you have to get used to the idea that people are going to have critiques of what you're doing. That's all. Now, the critiques don't have to be negative. They can be just honest critiques. Hey, maybe you should try this. Maybe this isn't such a good idea. That sort of thing. It doesn't have to be harsh, but people don't take constructive criticism very well. Again, phone lines are open here this morning, 740-383-9944. 26 minutes past the hour on this first Monday in 2026, first Monday in the month of January. Little warmer out there this morning, 29 degrees. Sunny skies here in the Marion area. Now, well, let's see. What else is on the agenda here this morning? There was something I wanted to say there. Went out of my head. Thank goodness we got a call coming in here, and maybe it can be put back in my head later on. Go ahead, caller.
Okay, let's talk about the flowers downtown, because I asked about the flowers downtown because flowers are my thing, and I couldn't help but notice how lush and lavish these flowers were all around downtown. And again, for context, I live a quarter of a mile away from City Hall, half a mile away from the courthouse. It's nothing unusual to see me walking through the downtown during the summer. So I see all of these things that maybe other people don't see as they're just driving through. But those flowers, you were there the night I asked about them. The city paid for them. Downtown Marion, Inc., it's, when we say Downtown Marion, we're talking about an organization, Downtown Marion, Inc., not the business owners, not the location. There's an entity known as Downtown Marion. Downtown Marion did not pay for those flowers. The city of Marion paid $4,000 in addition to the $50,000 that we had already given them. So we landscaped the $4,000 worth of flowers. Downtown Marion did not. And the city of Marion also has a man that drives around on a gator-type ATV vehicle, and he waters and maintains all of those flowers. And Pacey Courtright even said as much in a meeting, but I've seen the man out on his little gator watering the flowers. He has a shirt on that says City of Marion, Love Your City. The little gator has a Love Your City sticker slapped in the side of it. The water tank has a Love Your City sticker on it. That is city-maintained stuff. So if we really think that flowers are a priority we need downtown, contact your council person and tell them to fund flowers for downtown Marion next year.
Well, where do you think the bulk of the funding goes? I mean, obviously...
To pay Allen. Yeah, it goes to Sowards. They have their budgets online. I mean, they gave it to city council. I've looked at their budget. More than 70% of their budget goes to paying people. They pay $12,000 a year in rent to Luke Henry. They pay $12,000 a year in rent to Luke Henry, to a downtown business owner. Okay, so they pay Allen, I think it's like $52,000 a year. Last year, Allen decided that he needed an assistant to the tune of $20,000 a year. They have $8,000 worth of travel. I mean, all $6,000 worth of dues and fees to some downtown reimagined group throughout the United States. I don't know. It's looks like a little, I call him a glorified party planner, because all he does is plan parties for downtown. And I've talked to some downtown business owners, and they get in on your little cookie walks and things like that because it's supposed to bring them more business. One person told me it's a cookie walk. You buy a pass, you go to a business, each business gives you a cookie, you get a stamp. The idea is they give you a cookie, you come in and possibly buy something. She said she bought 200 cookies, and she had $15 in sales. 90 people came through. So not only did she have an extra 110 cookies, she only made, well, she made zero. She had $15 in sales that day.
Well,
so these things don't benefit everyone. And then you've got people calling up that are his friends and getting holes in parking lots filled because it's an inconvenience for them. So, no, cut the ties from the city. If it is another woman was on the Marion Star, she's a downtown business owner talking about how great of, and listed all the wonderful things that downtown Marion does. And I said, then surely when we look at the list, your name will be one of the people that contributed $750 to keep this going. Because if it's that beneficial to your business, then $750 is a steal for that type of marketing.
Well, they put out this idea that you would sign up $750 a year, you would pay it monthly.
You can make monthly payments, Scott.
Right,
you
make monthly payments
to keep Allen's job.
But wasn't that just for the city portion at that point? Did they even know they had lost the county funding?
No.
Right.
No, and you want to know what I was told? They had their downtown gala at the Brickyard, which is their number one fundraiser. They list all of the things, all of their fundraisers, how much they make off stuff. The downtown gala is the biggest one. And Allen had just got up and sang the praises of the county and the city and how much everybody supported him and everything else, and then they quietly told him he was being defunded.
Well, I think it's, you know, I don't want to see anybody lose their job, but...
I don't either. I don't either. I really don't. That's why they need to tell him now that this is not happening instead of stringing him along.
Well, here's the thing. They have done things over the years that I think that a downtown Marion group would not want to do. I think they made enemies of certain people. It was that mentality. Well, just in general, there have been, I know a lot of people of things that they've done who maybe weren't as vocal about it, but they just,
when you start making enemies of somebody that's going to write a letter to the IRS questioning your 501(c) status, you probably overplayed your hand.
Well, I just think that I never understood why there was this us versus you mentality. I never understand that anyway.
Everybody listening, every agency so far that I've written a letter about and complained about, can do, they're defunded and don't exist anymore. And Allen just had all of his funding taken too. So if people think I'm crazy, that's fine, but I'm also right.
Well, I think one of the problems here is that over the long haul, these groups that, well, I mean, why do you think Ayers was arguing so vigorously for the downtown?
You know, I'm just going to play devil's advocate on that one for a second. This is my only thing. And I, while he was doing it, I was so mad while we were driving down the highway. I'm like, darn you, Ayers, why are you rooting for her? Then I'm like, okay, I can't be mad at somebody that I like because they disagree with me. So I had a moment of clarity in the car. But I was thinking, you know what? I would have done the same thing because I would have gotten everybody on record saying, no, they weren't going to vote for it. You know what I mean? When he put it out there, like, yeah, we need to...
So you do believe Bill Dichtel then when Bill said you're trying to throw wrenches into this?
Well, I don't. I just remembered that part when you said it. But yeah, that definitely threw a wrench into it. But you know what? It was a roundabout way to get everybody to look Alan in the face and tell him, buddy, this ain't happening. Because Twyla Lang said it. I don't know if anyone was listening, but I sure heard it.
Right, but I mean...
He said all 501s need to be self-funded.
Right, but to be
fair...
Tell
him that. Tell him they are not going to allow you to fund him. Instead of him sitting out in the audience and giving statements saying, I hope we can revisit this in March. I hope we... Okay, we will revisit it to tell you you're not getting your money.
Yeah, but I would guess at this point he would have to know that. I mean... I don't think Alan is a dumb person. He does attend the meetings. Obviously, he's got a connection with the mayor. So
not really. Not if he's getting defunded like that.
Well,
he
I don't know.
He doesn't have to fight all the connections that he thinks he does if he can't just have $100,000 roll into his lap.
Well, I'm sure when they pulled all the funding, I'm sure there was a conversation held somewhere. And I'm sure he knows what the situation is. And you know, when
his last newspaper article or whatever it was, he was still holding. When he took a day off work, I thought, man, don't be taking a day off work to take pictures. When you're telling people why they should save your job, you tell them you do that on your spare time, not during the working hours.
Yeah, but you know, it's unfortunate that I don't think he, I don't think the county gave him that same,
No.
I don't think they had a meeting with him. I think they just cut it.
Well, he found out. At the, my understanding, at the downtown gala, because even all of the comment sections, like we told you Friday, Alan, we're here for you. We'll support you. We'll fund you. That's when he originally started asking for money. So he didn't. He got a talking to at a social event. He got told. I was just wondering if somebody got liquored up and accidentally let it slip out.
Well, I don't know. I'm going to invite.
Of liquored up.
I'm going to invite up. Alan on the program because
you should.
Because I don't know exactly what his feeling is about all of this, and listen, somebody
and let him plead his case.
Somebody went on the record and said, basically that. I'm trying to remember who it was, but somebody went on the record at the last council meeting before the end of the year last year and said we cannot operate past March.
It was Alan, I'm pretty sure.
I don't think it was Alan.
It was another man.
Yeah, another man.
He was
man.
The director.
Said, we cannot operate past March. And that's with the private funding.
Okay, so at that man, I don't remember who he was, but he was pretty prestigious because I Googled who he was in the Marion community. Sir, you realize the financial situation that the city of Marion is. Stop asking the literal poor, as in financially poor people of Marion, to fund this and go talk to your rich buddies. You should be able to come up with $100,000.
Well, but also, it was a paraphrase, I believe Lois Fisher stood up at that meeting and said, we'll find the money.
Yep, okay. And I believe that Lois can, and I believe that she will.
Well, I don't know.
That should be taken. For the people that benefit it, that benefit from this, that see this as a benefit, then contribute. If you want to do Third Thursdays, I believe that Third Thursdays could probably be self-sustaining with volunteers. You would need volunteers, and you would need sponsorships from city businesses, from businesses. But, you know, you've got all these downtown businesses talking about how great this is. Okay, kick up $1,000 once a summer to host a downtown Third Thursday. Make it all volunteer. There's plenty of agencies in town that are self-sufficient with just volunteer labor. Nobody has to get paid to show up to do it. So if this is something people truly care about, then they need to get up, stop depending on tax dollars, organize themselves, and make it happen.
Well, one of the problems is, now this, see, this is where I'm always a little confused by city council. Like, for example, one person who got up and was talking about downtown Marion, they said, we had more people
people involved in our lighted truck parade than we had had in the past. We've had more people than we've ever had in the past. Okay, good. But how many people attended it? Is attendance going up? Because the year that I lit the tree, which would have been 2023, I was shocked at the number of people they had down there for the tree lighting. But I didn't see anything like that last year. So are the people in the parade going up and the attendance going down? I mean, what's going on?
I've never been to either, so I would only be me speculating.
Maybe it's the weather, and maybe it's the weather. I don't know.
Oh, it's always weather. I mean, you know, obviously around here, the weather's going to determine almost everything that happens. But if someone just sent me a message. It said, Downtown Marion, Inc. created an award they want to give annually to individuals who do good things for the downtown. The first recipient of this prestigious award went to Mayor Collins. Downtown presented Collins with the award, and the next day at council meeting, Collins announced downtown funding would be cut to zero.
Well, there you go.
Irony, huh?
By the way, what's your thought on Venezuela?
You know, everybody's cheering and excited and whatever. Venezuela's got the number one, or is the number one holder of oil reserves in the world. And oh, we're liberating Venezuela and it's free. You know, I love people that don't follow world politics because Venezuela's been a hot mess for, decades. I mean, their hyperinflation, I was studying this in college in 2017 for part of my master's degree. So the fact that they're suddenly this giant threat to the United States is strange, and the fact that we kidnapped their president the day before the Epstein, see, the DOJ was supposed to release a big report yesterday about the Epstein files and why they were so heavily redacted. Well, we went ahead and kidnapped, was it the day before? The fourth was when the report was due, and the fifth we kidnapped the Venezuelan president, so that was a really good distraction from that. But everybody's all cheering, yeah, we need to help these people, we need to whatever. Why aren't we going after Putin? Why aren't we helping the people in Ukraine? And all the people that I see cheering, none of them seem to be of age to go to the military and fight and do this when Trump's talking about boots on the ground. My son will be draftable in about a year and a half. So which one of your family members are you going to pick to send so my son doesn't have to go fight for oil?
Well, it's an interesting discussion because, as I was saying to the caller earlier when we started the program, I don't think anybody is upset that Maduro is not in power, and
no.
I don't think anybody is upset that nobody was killed in this action.
He's a bad hombre. How's that?
There you go. So, but I think what was confusing was watching that press.
Why did you take his wife, though? If somebody came and kidnapped Trump, will they take Melania too?
Well, I just could not quite understand why is the United States taking over this sovereign country? Shouldn't the government...
No, and shouldn't have Congress known about it? Because Congress didn't know about this.
No, Congress say they didn't know about it. And it's very confusing to me how you do that. We're not at war with Venezuela like Iraq. So why are we taking over their government? Shouldn't the government that was supposed to be in place just start acting?
Yes.
So why are we running the government?
Why are we involved in any of it? Why are we always now? Why are we involved in it now? These people have needed a lot of help for a very long time. They needed help in Trump's first term. Why are they such a threat now? Why aren't we invading Mexico? Because realistically, when it comes to the drug trade, Mexico is a bigger threat to us than Venezuela. If this is about drugs, then Mexico is a far bigger threat. And I don't want to invade Mexico, but why aren't we invading them? There are far more drugs passed through the Mexican border than Venezuela.
I don't know. I just can't figure out why.
Oil.
Well, yeah, I get. Well, and he said that. The president said that. But I really...
I don't even listen to his speeches because, I can't stand the sound of his voice. But one of my friends is like, you've got to start listening to him to know what he's saying. I told her, I said, okay, I promise you when he's on, I won't change the channel and I'll make it as long as I can. He was practically licking his lips while he was talking about all the oil Venezuela has.
Yeah, but I don't. I just don't. I, I, I was seriously having a conversation yesterday. How do we run that country? Do we bring military in? And
he said boots on the ground.
Right, but so what? We just dominate this country? And what kind of government are we putting in place?
The kind that gives us all their oil.
I don't know. And I'll tell you what. Yes, everybody was saying Saturday night that the Venezuelans were dancing in the streets. And they were because Maduro was gone, who's a bad dictator. But I don't think they're going to be dancing in the streets when they find out that we have taken their oil.
Right. We just do this favor. Now you're going to need to pay us back with that 300 million, zillion, billion barrels of oil you've got.
So it's a very complicated, confusing matter.
It's beyond complicated because they're in bed with Iran, who's in bed with China, who's in bed with Russia, who might see this as a threat, like they're just going to go in and start snagging people. Well, let's go snag their president. What I mean is somebody wanted to come kidnap Trump. Go ahead. It's clearly acceptable. You can just go start snagging presidents out of their houses. The White House is on Pennsylvania Avenue. Somebody just drop from the sky and snag his ass. We'll deal with J.D. Vance. But it's a bad thing. This is not a good thing. I don't understand why people celebrate war. And I'm not going to get too far into the religion thing, but Christian people that I know are celebrating war.
And
conquering other nations, and I just don't understand it. And people make me out to be the bad person, and they're talking about going in and taking over a country and forcing them to bend to our will and all this other stuff and now they want to take over Greenland. Greenland's next. What world are we living in?
Well, here's the thing. This is also something that puzzles me as I'm around people. I will tell you, though, kids, because apparently this got very heavy on TikTok, kids were asking questions about this. I had kids, definitely under 25, and some high school kids asking
my son.
Asking me about this, and they don't talk about Trump and politics, and these people were seriously asking about this and how this could happen and what does this mean and so on and so forth, and I'm trying to give them the best answer that I can come up with. And what's fascinating to me, you know who's not engaged? The adults. There's a group of adults. Now, the seniors, I think, are engaged.
Yeah, but they're all about it.
Right,
Venezuela and all their oil. Let's take it.
But there's a group of people. Now, maybe it's because they're still working, and maybe it's because, you know, they've got a family and they've got kids at home and all that sort of thing, that they just see it as a non-issue, that this is not a big deal. Well, I don't know. I wish maybe they were a little more engaged in what's going on.
Yes, I wish they weren't so apathetic as well, but I had this conversation also yesterday. The United States has been entangled in some form of foreign conflict, and let's just say it's for oil, Iraq, Afghanistan. I mean, they said it was 9/11, but what did we end up doing over there? Not a damn thing. And we left with a whole bunch of money and dead soldiers is what we left with, or spent a whole bunch of money and dead soldiers. So in my lifetime, I think Desert Storm happened when I was in sixth grade. So from fifth grade up until whenever Joe Biden botched leaving Afghanistan, we have been in some form of conflict my entire life. I just turned 47 years old. So we're talking for more than 30 years. The United States has been tangled up in some form of fighting in somewhere around the world. And my generation is immune to it because we've grown up with it our entire lives.
Yeah, but you know what? The Vietnam generation could have said the same thing. And they did not get as jaded about it as this generation is. Now, I don't know if that's because of technology. I don't know if that's there's something different.
It definitely contributes. The fact that we're able to have these conversations with people other than our own little circle of friends or associates or whatever, it has helped the conversation. But I can tell you a lot of things are going to change when you're way younger. I'm like, I've got 20 years or so on you. When you become the old people, you and your age group become the old people, a lot of things are going to change.
Well, let me say this. Here's the reason I'm talking about this article For one reason, that was in the Marion Star on Friday about the 85 years. And 85 years, when you think about it, it's not a great long time of broadcasting history in Marion. And looking at this group of people who was there in 2007, you know, basically the history of the entire station. And I was lucky enough to be a part of that. But you know what? I look at this group of people, most of which who are gone now. And you know what? Honestly, I had no idea what these people's politics were. Now, the better I got to know them, I probably had a pretty good idea of what their politics were, but it never showed in their work, and they didn't talk about it in their work, and it was not the first and foremost thing. And when they reported on a story or something, they checked that at the door. And that is also a different world we live
in
now.
That's professionalism. Well, that's journalism. That's not opinion reporting. That's journalism. When you take no opinion into it whatsoever, and you strictly report the facts,
right? But
in an interesting way.
But now
that's real journalism.
But now this is okay. What is my party? That's how my opinion has to go. And now listen, I don't agree with that's how it should be in politics, but it is. But now that that's coming into journalism, that we make our decisions on how we're going to report a story based upon how we feel politically, I mean, gee whiz, what, why?
People, do you remember a time when people's entire lives weren't based on their political beliefs? Like, you could go, you could have friends, and you could go do things with them, and never know who they voted for president.
Well, I'll tell you, it's not even political beliefs. It's how they feel about it. You know, if you have
everything.
A connection.
Everything is political. Everything. Christmas cards are political. I mean, everything. Like, I made a joke, something, I can't even remember what it was. It was about vaccines. And somebody turned into, that's how we offer infant sacrifices to, I can't remember, to an ancient Byzantine god or something. I don't know. I was like, whoa. So, yeah, everything is political. Everything. So, you can't even have a meal without it being some kind of, oh, you're a soy boy, you're a vegan, or, you know, oh, yeah, low-carb, red meat, potatoes. I mean, food is political. It's insane.
Yeah, but I don't know. We'll see what happens. It'll be interesting to see what happens tonight.
Hey, I'll see you tonight because I want to see what they're going to do to that budget.
I will be there.
Thanks.
Bye bye. All right, phone lines are open. We've got about 10 minutes left in the broadcast. I can report we are now down to 80.8 degrees. Started this morning at somewhere around 89 degrees. So we are down to 80.8. So keeping the lines of airflow open in the studio certainly has helped here, and we'll report that as soon as we get off the air this morning to see what was going on. I'll let you know what was going on when I find out. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. We got about 10 minutes left in the broadcast. Do you have anything to say in regard to what's been going on in the world? Venezuela, city council committee meetings tonight with three new council people. Should be interesting. We've got Danny Clark, and we've got Pam Larkin, and we have got Scott Kreider tonight, a part of City Council, who were not there at the end of last year. So that should be interesting tonight, 6:30, second floor of City Hall. 740-383-9944, if you'd like to buzz in. It's been a very interesting morning hearing people's opinions. I guess we're back up and running now that people are back from the holiday. You know, last week it was just a different form for a call-in show. You know, when people are on vacation and people are out of school and people are really not in their regular morning routines, things tend to happen. But now I think people are getting back into their routines. Schools are back in, work's back in for a lot of people. So it was probably a rough morning, as I said, for a lot of people this morning, getting back to work, getting back to school for the first time in a couple weeks. 740-383-9944, give me a buzz. And again, the guest we were going to have on this morning, hopefully we will be able to catch up with them tomorrow or Wednesday, which would still be good, still be relevant to what we're going to talk about. 52 minutes past the hour here, coming up on 53 minutes. If you've been thinking about saying something this morning, please weigh in. 740-383-9944. certainly, boy, you know, let's just put it this way. There is stuff to talk about. There certainly is stuff to talk about. We have got things going on nationally. We've got things going on locally. And, you know, then there's the little stuff, like what's going on with downtown Marion. What's going to happen with the $100,000 loss in funding from the city and the county? I think it's all, it's going to change the landscape of Marion, Ohio, for some time. And, you know, back to the newspaper article, as I was saying from Friday. Truly, I look at this group, and again, the people pictured, if you don't have the paper in front of you, Bob Bender, Terry Cole, Buford Russell, George Yoakum, Jack Kellogg, Jeff Ruth, myself, Charlie Evers, Marianne Michaels, Madge Cooper, Joe Ione, Tom Wagner, Ruth Peters. You know, when I was around these people, if I was around them a long time, I probably knew what their political stance was. But they did not wear it on their sleeve, and if you would listen to them report, you would not know. And I ask anybody who listened to these people, because I assume we have a lot of listeners this morning who probably listened to Jeff Ruth in the morning, probably listened to Charlie Evers in the morning, probably listened to Madge Cooper in the morning, Terry Cole, Joe Ione, Marianne Michaels. You know, these were long-time stays on the radio here in Marion. Would anybody say they knew what political party these people belonged to? Could anybody say definitively that they know or knew? I doubt it. I doubt it. And I think for a lot of these people, they would be shocked to find out what political party they belong to. And it was always my experience with a lot of them that they were rather pragmatic people. They didn't tend to vote straight ticket or favor only one party locally or nationally. So, I mean, here we are. I guess that's not the world we live in anymore. I guess the world we live in now is whatever political party we're a part of, that's how we have to base our reporting, which I do not understand. I do not get, and I don't know why anybody would want to follow that. It's just reaffirming your own belief. If what you're listening to or watching is what you already believe, it just reaffirms it. Don't you want to listen to something that maybe is not 100% in agreement with what you believe? Maybe you might change your mind, or maybe people don't change their mind anymore. Maybe that's part of the problem. 56 minutes past the hour, 740-383-9944. Give us a buzz. We've got a little bit of time left in the program here. We can still fit one more call in, and I have appreciated the calls this morning. I think the call volume we have has been very good here this morning, and that's what makes the program flow. That and it being 80.6 in here now, no longer being 105 degrees. No, I think 89 when we started. So we've dropped down 9 degrees here in the studio this morning. You know, can anybody even hear that the window is open? See, that's how quiet this neighborhood is. I don't even think you could probably tell that I have the window open at this particular point. All right, go ahead, caller.
Hey, Scott.
Yeah.
Get on that, because it just may need a new thermostat. You know, one that doesn't, maybe yours isn't shutting off.
Well, I wonder how the heating, because I know we don't have, no office has its own thermostat, so I wonder where the main thermostat is.
Well, it's certainly, they don't have one thermostat for the whole building.
I wouldn't think so, but I don't know where
it's set. You've got to realize, Scott, if there's a fire, you're out of business.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Why not?
Have a good one.
Hey, thank you. I appreciate it. All right. Well, yes, and we'll figure this out very quickly, because they need to know. I don't know. It is curious. I don't know if the people next door are having the same issue or not, but we certainly will alert the people, and if we have an answer, we'll let you know tomorrow, because I'm sure you're curious like we are here, why it was so hot in here this morning. And I wonder how hot it was all weekend. The last time I was here was Friday night. I don't know. 740-383-9944. 2 minutes left in the program today. If you have anything you'd like to say. And I think I said it in hour number one, but I am so glad that I was contacted over the weekend by some relatives of the people who are in this picture, who are no longer with us. And, you know, they're doing work to try to preserve the history of this broadcast outlet. And 85 years of broadcasting in Marion. I think that's a wonderful thing. Because obviously there's no local programming going on there anymore. So it's nice that somebody's trying to preserve exactly what it was. And maybe preserve the legacies of the people who put a lot of time and effort in to make that station what it is. And allow it to be on the air 85 years after it went on in 1923. Well, again, don't forget, first City Council Committee meetings tonight for the new group sworn in on the 1st. That'll be at 6:30, City Hall, second floor. So be there for that. You're not going to want to miss that. We'll be back tomorrow morning, hopefully much cooler. We're about under 80 degrees at this particular point in the you know, I like having this window open. It's very refreshing to have the cool air blowing across the studio here. I bet it's refreshing for the electronics as well to have the cool air blowing across them. Well, we're about done here. We're in the last 30 seconds. I hope you're having a great 2026. I haven't screwed up the date yet. I normally do that every year. I usually say the previous year for about a month and a half into the new year, but I haven't screwed it up yet, which means I'll probably screw it up tomorrow. So take bets and see the first time I say that it's 2025 when it's 2026. For this day, have a great day. This is the cook to Scott Spears, heading for the dugout.
For the best guests and talk, from Joey Diori at WGN's Bozo the Clown.